Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Lotch joining us from the Emilo Astronomy Center, our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea Summit. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. Wednesday is last quarter moon. It will rise in the east at midnight and set in the west around noon. Venus and Saturn are in the southwestern sky sunset, while Mars and Jupiter are in Gemini in the early morning sky. And look for a waning crescent moon just below Jupiter on Saturday morning.
Now, I know last week we had a chance to see the X-37B cruising by. Anything like that in store this week?
Yes, Thursday morning you can see that spacecraft once again, from 5:22 to 5:28 a.m., moving from southeast to northeast. Thursday, look for the Hubble Space Telescope from 8:28 to 8:32 p.m., moving from west to northwest. And you can see that again on Friday from 8:23 to 8:27, moving from north to west.
It's kind of cool knowing about these objects that are cruising by.
It is really a lot of fun, and satellites are a great way to kind of check out some things in the sky along with the typical stars and constellations.
Right. Makes a nice package for sure. And you had told me in an email, at least, that there was some sort of new discovery that you wanted to share with folks.
Yes. Recent observations with the Very Long Baseline Array up on Mauna Kea show that the solar system resides between two major spiral arms of our home galaxy, the Milky Way. VLBA indicates the local arm, previously thought to be only a small spur, is actually indeed much more like larger arms, and it is much more likely to be significant in our Milky Way. Determining the structure of the Milky Way has been a long-standing problem for astronomers because we are inside of it. But VLBA's capabilities allowed astronomers to use techniques that yield accurate distances and measurements using parallax. And these new observations are part of an ongoing project that are helping us understand our Milky Way galaxy in more detail.
Who was it at Mauna Kea who came across?
This is the Very Long Baseline Array, and it's one of the dish telescopes that's up there that looks at radio waves.
Right, right.
And there are actually several other dishes that work with it scattered across the U.S.
So it's not like an optical sort of telescope, it's a radio telescope, so it looks more like a dish than the typical observatory.
That is correct.
Well, we appreciate the heads up. Thanks, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next time here for Stargazer.